Yo, what's happening? John Fitch here. John Fitch knows nothing. We got loose change. We got loose change this week to talk about. I don't know how long we'll be going because I don't know how long I can expand on these topics. But the same thing keeps popping up in my head, involving this past weekend. Right, because it comes to light that Garcia was just playing lame duck, right? In order to flip the odds on end so he could bet on himself and win a buttload of money. And it's fascinating. I thought we should talk a little bit about it, I think, right? Let's talk a little bit about that. Oh, we got some nice sun-made iced tea with me this evening. Yummy. Okay. So we all got hoodwinked a little bit, and a lot of people are trying to play it off that they didn't, but I think we all did because that was genuinely seemed like a person who'd had a breakdown. And maybe he didn't really have a breakdown, but he still was just that good of a boxer that he was able to continue to persevere and perform well and win, have an outstanding boxing match. And once again, we're all here talking about boxing and boxers. And even though boxing's been dead for quite a while, from what I've heard, Dana White told us boxing was dead back in the 2000s. So it's ghosts. So we're talking about ghosts, I guess. It's a ghost show. But yeah, so that raises some questions, doesn't it? Garcia, he's bet on himself. And people don't really seem to have a problem with you betting on yourself. I'm gonna win this. I bet on myself. I bet that I'm gonna win. Most people are pretty cool with that. You're confident in winning. Yes. Okay. It's just when you bet against yourself, that's when people get uneasy because you might be throwing it because you want to make the money off of betting against yourself. But people don't really see that as rigging if you act like there's no way you could win. You walk with a limp. You're like, yeah, oh man, yeah, I really hurt myself. Beginning of camp, I haven't been able to train very well. Is it okay to lay out that level of misdirection? Is there something immoral with it or no? So he's able to bet on himself. Are people okay with that? Is nobody having an issue with the fight being meddled with, your bets being meddled with? Because I'm not gonna gamble. I'm not a gambling person, unless I'm going to, my form of gambling is to invest in myself and whatever I'm working on and whatever project I'm working on. And then I know that it'll pay off eventually. I'll hit the jackpot. That's my gambling. That's how I do it. But for those of you who do gamble often, so I know there's a lot of people who do like a little bit of gambling. They budget in some gambling every month just to try their luck. And for some, I don't think it's just luck to them. I think they really think that there's a skill and they're skilled and picking winners. What does this do to you? What does this do to you? This ripple in the wave of you viewing matchups and trying to pick a winner. You know, I think this is, could you imagine, like, I mean, I guess they could do it. Could you imagine like a Super Bowl team coming in and like pretending to be totally schizo that whole week and act like they're like a partying late the whole week and let like reporters, you know, like report like, oh my God, they had this crazy orgy all night long. And really it's like some actors are moving around in the windows and the guys are all asleep, you know, like, where was it? Where would it end? And is this the first time it's ever happened? Is Brian Garcia just the first one that pulled the curtain back for all us to see? I don't know, man. I think I would have some strong opinions if I was a person who gambled often. I think I would have some strong opinions about people messing with the buildup and the perception of how capable they are. Yeah, that is ridiculous, isn't it? Rattlesnake saying people gamble on pro wrestling. I don't know. I'm done trying to explain things to people after knowing that is a thing. What's the point? How could anybody ever think something like that? Oh, they probably believe in the gamble on pro wrestling. Ouch. All right. So that's the next thing. Have you guys noticed the immense uptick in gambling advertisements, gambling stuff and apps available now everywhere? If you watch something with sporting anything in any way, they're trying to push you to some kind of app to make bets, make gambling predictions and win tokens or something. They're everywhere. Have you guys noticed this? I can't be the only one. What was it? 2018 Supreme Court ruling opened things up. Right, they got 38 states and the District of Columbia have allowed some form of sports betting. 29 of those states permit wagering online. That was a big thing that I don't think took root until the past couple of years because it's really kicked off. There was only a couple apps before, and now they're all over the place. And each state has like different apps. Some of them are doubled up, but yeah, like. And one of the things I couldn't differentiate, maybe you guys will know, maybe you guys can explain this to me. The difference between online betting versus fantasy sports betting. I think those are two different things, are they not? Because I think fantasy sports betting is legal everywhere because you're not really gambling on the actual sport, right? You're like gambling on multiple variables, which somehow makes it not the same as gambling, sports gambling, but some places can. Some states do allow straight up sports gambling. I don't know if I know the difference, or if one of those sites allows straight up, because I know I was on like DraftKings for a little bit, and it was like the fantasy style here in California. So it was a fantasy style. You had to pick like 10 different fights, and like the more you got right, the more points you got. So it wasn't like a straight up, this guy's going to beat this guy type of gambling. AMS. No, I totally get the Colby thing. Yeah. You know, he was being pushed out. He wasn't fantastic enough or flashy enough with his fighting style for them to really want to push him. Even though they're the promoter, they didn't want to promote him. He had to turn this like heel character and go a pro wrestling route. It's hard to blame guys if you're going where the money is. That's what they want. Oh well, put himself in a position to fight some big fights and possibly be a champ. So with all of these all the states passing the gambling, the fantasy gambling, it's really aggressive. Have you noticed? Like everything I sign up for, everything I'm watching, every time there's a sports event, there's a buttload of ads and things pushing gambling. You go to the sports bar and there's usually some app that's linked to the sports ball thing and the gambling there too. It really feels like people are trying to get at money really desperately right now. You know? And you got people getting taken advantage of gambling on this stuff. And who knows, these things you're gambling on are now manipulated by the athletes who are betting on themselves. If people would have known beforehand that he was betting on himself, I don't think it would have changed them having the perception that he was crazy and he was going to lose and he was like out of it, you know, because you'd be like, oh my God, he's acting like this and he bet that money. What a fool. Was that a real number? Did you guys hear that? It was 2 million. He put 2 million down on himself. And then because of the flip of the odds, the crazy underdog odds he put himself at from racking crazy, he walked away with 12 million. Is that factual? Is that a real thing? So the DraftKings, the Fanatic Sports, FanDuel. ESPN Bet, Caesars Sportsbook. Seems like there's plenty of options for betting online. Any of you guys know, are these fantasy gambling sites or Because I know the DraftKings I was playing in California was a fantasy type thing. They had a bunch of people you had to pick the winners of. Maybe California. California probably has some ridiculous rules. I can't even see what is happening. It skips California on this list I have. I don't know why. Maybe that's why. Yeah, 2 million to 112. That's pretty outstanding. But yeah, I don't. I don't know. That's all internet rumors. We don't know what he's putting in there. Did he put a picture of his stubs up or something? Yeah, Garcia acts crazy. Everybody thinks he's out of it. That's 2 million on himself. Misses weight. So he essentially kind of cheats. He's like, you know what? I can't beat this guy at his weight. I'm going to be heavier and use my size to thump him. Whap, whap, whap. And he did it. $20 million to Palestine. What about the Bohemian Grove. Donate some money to the Bohemian Grove people. What happened to that? Is that just going to disappear? It's going to vanish? Oh, man. What a wild. What a wild buildup. What a wild fight. It was pretty remarkable, I must say. So none of you guys I see in the chat at all, none of you guys care at all about a fighter playing with the odds in that way at all. Nobody cares. No gamblers are outraged. Nobody's like pissed about this. It's just, whatever. Just one of those things. One of the variables. It's just one of the variables that gets thrown into the mix when you're gambling. Chalk it up. To luck. Chalk it up to lady luck. Right? Is that it? Nobody really cares. I'm kind of fascinated by this because I don't like people messing with my money, and I wouldn't think gamblers would want people messing with their money. So are you all right with this? Are you all right with this, guys? Because it's wild to me. Because that's wild to me, and then to me, this ties in with, and I'm beating a dead horse, guys. But this ties in with me to fight leveraging fights so that you get the outcome. You know, the promoter gets the outcome that's desired, rather than really looking for a evenly matched sporting contest. You're looking for a matchup that's most beneficial to the promoter. And that can mean somebody getting beat up real bad and losing to somebody, or giving somebody an easier fight so that they're easier to push up and promote forward. People often say, well, you still have the fighter's chance in there, but the point is there's gambling going on. So people are listening to what the experts are saying. They're reading stuff, they're watching fights, and they're like, okay, well, I'm going to bet on this guy because I think he's going to win, because all the announcers are like, yeah, this guy is legit. This guy is the man. But really, they've been kind of talking him up and protecting him a little bit. And maybe he doesn't really, you know, maybe he hasn't really earned that rank that they're saying he has. And they put him in there against somebody else and he gets smoked. Isn't the gambler getting tricked? Is the gambler getting bamboozled there? Because they're like, listen here, gambler. This guy has a really great shot at winning this fight because we said so. Put my money on him. Oh, he has smoked. Does that ever happen? Does that happen much? Am I just making things up? Should we just trust the promoter controlling everything? You know? And now we also have, you know, the promoter can place bets on the fights too. So we have the Performance Institute. We talked about this, beating a dead horse with this too. But all these guys, like VO2 max, bench press, squat, like how far they can swim, like how strong they are, how hard they can hit, like all their attributes, all their weaknesses, everything cataloged and digitized. Where's that data going? Who gets that data? Who has a right to that data? They sell that off? Do the bookies pay for that? Some of these apps, some of these gambling apps, maybe do they reach out and try to get some money down on owning that info? Can you accurately predict winners and losers with that info? Is it possible? It's not worried about, you're a conspiracy theorist. It's just empty data. Don't worry about it. You think Liston took a dive? Is that the story? Yeah, I don't know. And yeah, it was all distraction. It was all distraction because him and Haney, Garcia and Haney fought 6 times before. They were 3-3 against each other. So they'd had some competitive bouts. So for us to be sold on the idea that this wasn't going to be competitive, it's dumb. Smoke some mirrors, guys. Smoke some mirrors. Lots of gangsters back then kind of talked to old Sonny Boy and they're lying down. That's possible. So nobody cares. You guys don't care. Nobody cares. Nobody cares about a fighter messing with the odds. Nobody cares about a promoter heavily leveraging a fight to get their guy to where they want him. So much so, they'll keep certain talent away from the top 10 for years, even. That's just restricting the free flow of sports, people. That is a cursed thing. That's like the ultimate betrayal of sport, where everybody competes. If you can get up on the table, get ready. Let's do it. There shouldn't be barrier. A barrier to entry should not be there. It should be a negotiation away, and that's it. Someone bet on CM Punk. I don't think he bet on himself. He gave his money to his girlfriend and said, "Here, babe, bet on anybody to put on against me for the first round." Yeah, cheap dopamine. The phone is one of the greatest, most effective sedentary devices ever. The internet was pretty great also, and then the two combined together, it's just an infinite suck of attention. It's like the sirens in those old stories, the old stories. The singing sirens, well, they sing all pretty, and you get lured in, and you die of old age because you're sitting there listening to the siren song forever. Well, this is the damn siren. That's it. You gotta turn it off. You gotta turn off the siren. Can't let it have access to you. Or even worse than growing old is you get lured into the rocks. You get lured into the rocky waters, and your boat gets smushed in the rocks, and then you're forced to swim. Can't swim forever, so you drown. Awful. It's an awful way to go, guys. Awful. Cyclops. What's he? Is he gonna? He gonna make Bisping? He's gonna make Rockhold wear an eye patch on one side. Rockhold got his nose crooked. He got his nose turned crooked. That was such an awful. Oh. Guys, never broke your nose. It's no Samsung, it's just a iPhone 2 or something. All right, guys, so there we go. Ryan Garcia is playing everybody by manipulating the odds. He's manipulating the odds by acting like a crazy person, getting people to think he can't win. He's out of it. He's manic. And he's betting on himself and performing phenomenally when he beats. He won't probably be able to do that again. Probably, maybe. Fool me once. Shame on you. Fool me twice. Or can he? Was it a one-time shot, or is he going to be like extra crazy next time? What's he going to do next time to convince us he's actually crazy? You know? Is the snack going to be able to make that bet? I don't know. You guys are just okay. You're not big gamblers? I thought maybe get one or two gamblers who would chime in and give me their input on how good or bad it would be to have this happen to something you were gambling on and trying to make a good amount of money on, maybe. Or is this not one of those fights you make that much money on? I guess I'm not a gambler, so. No, maybe you don't bet big on the big ones. Yeah. Gambling is a sin, and I don't really recommend it. It's not, you know, it's really not that much fun. For all the times that I've gambled and made some money, it's not much fun. But to go and like screw around and get free beers in Vegas, okay. But like I'm not losing any more money than I would have spent buying the beers at the bar. But I got to sit down and play and talk to people. That's about the max that I want to do that. I'm not really trying to make anything, you know? It's just no thanks. But some people are good at it. Some people they thrive at it. I've seen some people make some good money regularly. So it's just not the way I do it. If I have a big chunk of money, I'm not thinking about gambling it for more money. I want to invest it. I'm gonna buy some land or some gold or silver or Bitcoin during one of the dips. That's where I'm going with it. All right, guys, they're gonna keep this one short. I just wanted to throw that out there. See what you guys' thoughts were about fighters, athletes, manipulating athletes in general, manipulating the odds as a gambler. Are you cool with that? Kind of a dick move. Should it be illegal? Should athletes not be allowed to gamble on their sport at all in any way? Or at least not their own competitions? Maybe. And you guys don't have any problems with leveraging. I know there's a lot of people. And it's not really that they don't agree. They don't agree. That all they don't think that leveraging is okay. They believe it doesn't exist. Well, you got to know a little bit of everything, and then you still got a chance. Like, yeah, but if you're putting the number two guy versus the number 50 guy, but you're pushing the number 50 guy like he's number three. What's going to skew the betting odds, isn't it? What do I know? I know nothing. That's the whole point. Okay, James, that is a good gamble. Should we gamble on that? What should we gamble? Anybody going to gamble that? The Chandler and Mac is Conor McGregor and Chandler. It's happening June 29th. Is it happening, guys? Have you heard reports? Is there a bout agreement? Has there been a bout agreement that's signed? That's what I want to know. Has that happened? Is there a bout agreement? Oh, excuse me. That's what I want to know. I want to know if I want to know if there's a bond agreement. Did they get a bond agreement for those guys? Maybe I'm wrong. Is it gonna happen? It's gonna happen. Oh, I don't know. I'm still June. It's still a ways away. I feel like something could still happen. What do you guys think? At what weight are they gonna make? 170? 155? 185? What's he gonna do? What's he gonna be? All right, well, as long as he makes it to the fight, as long as the fight happens, then Chandler is doing the right thing because he's gonna make a huge payday. He's gonna make a lot of money on the fight. He'll be cemented in there with McGregor, and probably will be a huge pay-per-view. I would think this is probably McGregor's last showing. He's going to get demolished mercilessly if he manages to make it to the cage at all. I still think his leg is broken. I think his leg is broke. I think he broke it forever. I think it's never going to be healed. He's like a horse. It's time to take him to the glue factory. We'll see, though. We'll see if it happens. We'll see. All right, guys. Yeah, I'll check you later, guys.